elections and rules, the subcommittee on campaign finance reform. It's 5:44 on April 26, 2005. For the record, I'm Representative Greg Smith, chair. Sitting to the right of me is Cletus Moore, our administrator, and Anita Mullins, our assistant. Here's where we are. Colleagues? Oh, I'm sorry. The 28th. Thank you. The last time we met, we approved -2 conceptual amendments. Those are in the meeting minutes of April 11th, 2005, on page 12. Has everyone had an opportunity to at least take a look at those meeting minutes? In the -2 amendments. Is there any objection? Okay, seeing no objection, then we're going to approve those meeting minutes, or approve -2 amendments, excuse me. Thank you. Okay, now we've got the -3s before us. Cletus, why don't you walk through the -3s?
Mr. Chair, on -3s, the Section 17 member of the Legislative Assembly may not use amounts received as contributions by the member or the principal campaign committee of the member to pay for food or lodging on any day for which the member receives a per diem under ORS 171.072 or mileage expenses for commuting between the principal residence of the member and state capital during the session of the Legislative Assembly or on any other day for which the member receives a payment for mileage expenses under ORS 171.072.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm going to ask if Ted from Legislative Council would come up and join us. And then I'm also going to ask if representatives from the Secretary of State's office would come up. John, Jesse, Fred. Welcome, gentlemen. You just introduce yourselves for the record.
Mr. Chair, members, Ted Rittlinger from Legislative Council. John Lindbeck, Director of Elections in the Secretary of State's office.
Fred, would you like to come on up with us? And Jesse?
Okay.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Before the committee of the -3 amendments to House Bill 3458, Ted, if you could walk through and explain this for the committee.
Mr. Chair, the -3s say that a member of the legislature may not use campaign funds to pay for food or lodging on any day that a member receives per diem. That means that during the session, when you receive per diem or every day, that you couldn't use your campaign funds to pay for food or lodging. Second, it would also mean that during the interim, if you come to the Capitol for a meeting and receive per diem, that you could not use your campaign funds to pay for food and lodging on that day. So any day that you receive per diem, either during the session or during the interim, you would be prohibited from using excess campaign funds to pay for that food and lodging. The second subsection 2 is basically the same theory for mileage expenses. You would not be able to use campaign funds to pay for mileage expenses for commuting between your principal residence and the Capitol during a session of the Legislative Assembly and on any other day that you receive payment for mileage expenses. And those are payments that you receive during the interim when you travel from your home to the Capitol for a meeting. You'd be received or are able to receive mileage expenses under 171.072. So both during the session and during the interim, if you get reimbursed for mileage, you cannot use your campaign funds to reimburse yourself for that expense.
Thank you. Do any other members have questions for Legislative Council? Representative Thatcher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was my understanding through going through the freshman training and all that that members of the Legislative Assembly only get paid once for a commute to the Capitol at the beginning of the session and once to return home at the end of the session. We don't get reimbursed. my misunderstanding, but we don't get mileage expenses. Are you saying that per se, except for once?
Mr. Chair, Representative Thatcher, I'm not an expert on the per diem statute, but I believe that it allows you during the interim to receive specific payments for mileage expenses. And if I'm remembering right, it provides for a per diem during the session. I'm simply not able to answer the other part of your question.
Any other questions? Any comments? Well, before us, we have the dash 3 amendments to House Bill 3458.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I would move the dash 3 amendments to House Bill 3458.
We have a motion from Representative Hunt to move the amendments, the dash 3 amendments to House Bill 3458. Any objection? Any discussion? Seeing none, so moved. Okay. Now before us are the dash 11 amendments dealing with the issue previously of may to shall. Representative Hunt, these amendments that you have brought forward.
Did I bring these forward? I'm not sure. I know they'd come up as a topic at the last meeting, and okay. So we just wanted to make sure they were drafted in case they weren't incorporated in somewhere else.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I did have these drafted after our last meeting. There was quite a discussion around the may or shall, and after reviewing this and talking to a lot of people about this may or shall, I could not see really that the may was going to deliver what I felt the committee's intent was of requiring candidates to provide documentation. And by putting the word may in there, it left the Secretary of State with quite a bit of discretion of not to ask for documentation. And I didn't think that was the intent of the committee, so that's why I asked to have that word changed.
Thank you. Have you had an opportunity? I guess you drafted the dash 11, so I hope you had an opportunity to review them. Can you walk through with the committee the dash 11 amendments and explain those to us?
Yes, Mr. Chair, the dash 11 amendments in Section 7, you can see that there's Section 7 and Section 8. The reason that's there is that Section 7 applies under this bill for a year until the electronic filing system is online. Section 8 is simply the section that will apply during the online filing system. So in Section 7, it basically says that for the principal campaign committees of candidates for nomination or election to state office only, that the Secretary of State has to review the statements, the campaign finance statements that are filed by those candidates with the Secretary. And then for each review, the Secretary shall require each candidate to provide documentation of not more than 8 transactions. Transactions meaning contributions or expenditures. And then subsection 2 simply specifies the 3-month period during which the Secretary of State must conduct those reviews. In Section 8, the same thing happening, the only difference is that it's for the electronic filing system, and the only real difference is in subsection 2, where the Secretary would conduct those on a quarterly basis.
Thank you. Has the Secretary of State had an opportunity to look through the dash 11 amendments?
We did briefly. Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
What are your thoughts on them?
That it's doable. If we were required to do it more frequently or for more committees, we have to examine it for fiscal impact. But this looks doable to us. Okay. And it's helpful that we don't, you know, we're given some discretion about the number of transactions that we ask for.
Any comments, Brad?
Fred Neal, in the Elections Division Campaign Finance Manager. John just nailed that down for me. clarification that the intent is that not that we go to eight transactions for every committee, but to a DA candidate in an uncontested race, we could require one transaction, and if it were accurate, we're done with that candidate. So it's, there's no minimum other than one in these reviews. There can be up to eight transactions to be reviewed in this period after the auction.
Any comments or questions, colleagues? Before us, we have the dash 11 amendments to House Bill 3458.
Just one question.
Representative Butler.
Just to clarify the timing of the review, would you just clarify for me when the review would take place? In terms of around the primary general election, would it be after the primary general election? Or would it be during the...
Mr. Representative Buckley, yes, it would be within the three-month period following the primary, the three-month period following the general, and if there ever were a special election at which any of these candidates would be on the ballot, the three-month period after that election.
Thank you. Do you have a motion on the dash 11?
Mr. Chair, I would move the committee adopt the dash 111 amendments in the House Bill 3458.
Representative Tobia moves the dash 11 amendments to House Bill 3458. Any discussion? Any opposition? Seeing none, so moved.
Mr. Chair? I'd like to make a motion on the bill. I move House Bill 3458 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Thatcher moves House Bill 3458 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any comments? Any opposition? Seeing none, so moved. Colleagues, I want you to know this is been a good experience as a Ways and Means person heading up a campaign finance reform committee. I think we have something to be proud of. I think we have taken the challenge that was given to us from the Speaker of the House and the Democratic leader, and we have created a product that is transparent, that is accountable, and is reconcilable for Oregonians. I truly appreciate Chair Kitts and his leadership on this issue. I appreciate Representative Hunt and Representative Holby, Representative Thatcher, and Representative Buckley for joining us on this committee. We will now see how this plays out on the floor and in the Senate. And hopefully when this is all said and done, we will have a product that all Oregonians can be proud of, including each and every one of us here in this fine institution. Any other comments from the members? Representative Hunt.
Actually, Mr. Chair, I'd just like to thank you for your leadership moving this forward. I would concur we've addressed these six areas. I think it also sets a good precedent in the months and years to come as we look at, certainly there are much broader campaign finance issues that we have to tackle. Related to the Ethics Commission and constitutional issues that we're clearly not getting into here, but I think this is a great, very positive foundation in terms of moving toward that honest and accountable government you referenced to build on. The one other thing I'd just like to put on the record, because I think we're all on the same page on this, but I realize we haven't ever said it at a hearing, relates to the sections of the bill that relate to the online reporting. Mm-hmm. I think we all have a common understanding, but let me just check that assumption that we're aware that there's a Senate work group that Senator Brown is leading related just to the whole online reporting piece, and that I think we're all working under the same assumption that when the bill makes it over the Senate, that whatever product they've come up with, which I think they're getting close, that one section of the bill will be replaced with that. So I just want to put that on the record, and I think that's our assumption, but if someone has a different assumption, it'd be great to put that on the record now, too.
Terrific. Well, I appreciate the work of the committee. I do want to make sure that Mr. Brian Grisham of Salem, Oregon, knows that we do have his written comments and that we will make sure that these get put into the public record. I want to thank Mr. Cletus Moore for the fine work he has done on this committee, and also thank Annetta Mullins for the fine work she has done. Seeing no other objections, we are going to adjourn for the evening.
That's pretty good. That's like 9 minutes, 8 minutes.